Recorded Books presents Red Cloud, A Lakota Story of War and Surrender by S.D. Nelson. Narrated by Daryl Dennis. For the strong-hearted athletes on the Pine Ridge Reservation, hokkahay, lace up your shoes and get in the game. Now is your time in the sun. S.D. Nelson. Mapia Kinji An. I was born a Lakota, and I have lived as a Lakota, and I shall die a Lakota. Red Cloud. Makpia Luta. My people were battle-hardened warriors. We had to be in order to survive in a world of conflict. As nomadic horsemen who roamed the vast grasslands of America, we wandered freely and hunted the enormous herds of buffalo. They provided us with food, clothing, and the skins for our teepees. Many different Indian tribes lived on the prairies. Our people were known as the Lakota, or Sioux. We were divided into 7 smaller tribes. My tribe was called the Oglala. We 7 tribes of Lakota shared the same language and customs. But we were not united under one chief or leader. We did not have or need an organized army. Any conflict with an enemy was usually a skirmish or small battle between tribes, never a large-scale war between nations. Fortunately, we had trusted friends and allies, the Cheyenne and the Arapaho. Other tribes were our hated enemies, the Crow, Pawnee, Omaha, Shoshone, and Rees. They were always trying to steal our beloved horses and plunder our villages. In order to overcome them, we had to make ourselves more dangerous than they were. We became the raiders of the Great Plains. We armed ourselves like the wolf with his fangs and the powerful grizzly with his claws. My Lakota people believed that a spirit lives in all things, Wakontonka, the Great Mystery. Wakontonka favored the warrior who is fearless in battle. We believed that such a warrior would surely defeat the enemy, or at least die with honor. Stories would be told remembering the warrior as a hero. It is our manifest destiny to overspread and to possess the whole of the continent which Providence, God, has given us for the development of the great experiment of liberty. John L. O'Sullivan, American editor of New York Morning News, 1845. Before my birth, my people had struggled against our enemies to establish a homeland for ourselves in the Black Hills. We Lakota called this new land Pahasapa and believed it to be our sacred place on earth. But the ever-changing world was unpredictable. Strange people with pale skin came up the rivers into our country. Because of their white skin, we called them Wasichus. They brought new, rare treasures, metal knives, colored cloth, glass beads, kettles for cooking, sugar, and other amazing things. Their most desirable trade item, however, was the musket. It sent a burning bolt of lightning with the power to kill. In exchange for these goods, the traders wanted beaver pelts and buffalo hides, which they sold far away in their great villages called cities. The Wasichus built a trading post in the heart of our country. It grew in size and became known as Fort Laramie. Many Indian tribes gathered at the fort to trade with the Wasichus. I must admit that I, too, was fascinated by their wondrous gifts, especially the powerful muskets. Fort Laramie was followed by another trading post, and then another, and soon the traders were followed by throngs of Wasichus. They came swarming like ants. They built very long roads, which they called the Oregon Trail and the Bozeman Trail. Wagon trains full of people, men, women, and children traveled through our land, killing the buffalo as they went. They were trespassers and had no business in our country. They did not ask. They blazed through. They claimed they were headed to faraway lands called California and Montana in search of gold, the yellow metal that makes white men crazy. The white men are like locusts when they fly so thick that the whole sky is a snowstorm. White men with guns in their hands will come faster than you can count. Little Crow, Tawiyah.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?